Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We built that website and we update it every day just for you. Lee Branham is our guest. Lee is the author of the second edition of his 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. Folks, this is updated based on the new, what many people call the new normal. And he's got new research in the book, and that's what we're talking about right now. That's available this month, isn't it, Lee?
Yes, it is. It's just out on August 1st.
All right, so check that out. In the previous segment, we talked about the fact that of the top 7 reasons why people leave, loss of trust and confidence in senior leadership is a big deal. Stress, overwork, work-life balance, those two really kind of work together, don't they?
Yes, they do. Absolutely. We are asking a lot more out of the workforce than we ever have before. And when there's not trust in the senior leaders, then, you know, employee engagement means the employee is willing to give more effort because they feel like they've been given to. But if there's lack of trust, you know, it doesn't matter whether your business is big or small. It matters a whole lot whether the employees trust that you have the interest of the organization and its employees' welfare in mind versus making your own money and getting out and moving on. And, you know, they can read that pretty quickly.
Right. What are the next things that people left for?
Well, probably the biggest reason in terms of being all-encompassing is they don't feel valued. Employees don't feel valued. And pay is a part of that. It's sort of under that umbrella. And pay has become more important to employees in the last 7 years because wages have frozen in a lot of companies, and they haven't been increasing the way they were before. And that's related to senior leaders as well, because when senior leaders are still making 500 times more than the average employee, especially in large companies, then employees they feel relatively less valued. So pay is an issue, but recognition is an issue. Not being praised or recognized or acknowledged on a daily basis, not having the resources and tools you need to do the job, not being asked what your ideas are for making the business better.
Isn't it interesting that, well, let me say this. The part about pay, has that become a higher reason people leave than it would have been, say, 10, 20 years ago?
Oh, yeah. And in 2005, it was farther down on the list.
An example of how upside down compensation versus performance has gotten.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right.
And that's what I meant, Lee, when I said small business owners need to realize that there are people out there who are saying, you know what, if I'm going to work this hard, and this is all the money I'm going to make, I can do that in a small business and have fun.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I went through that transition myself, you know, 20 years ago.
Bingo.
I worked for a company with 10,000 people on site.
Yeah.
And a large defense firm. And I went from there to a company that had 10 employees, and the feeling of being valued, was so much greater.
And that you could have an idea than it would actually. Listen, I run into people all the time who are telling me, you know what, I work on these projects, I have a great idea, somebody tells me to run with it, and before I get it finished, they kill the idea, or it doesn't get funded, or I get moved to another assignment, or something like that. That doesn't happen in a small business.
Right, and you're closer to the customer, so you see the results.
That's where the fun comes in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I think there is a hiring, let me rephrase that, I'm going to be more aggressive, Lee. I think there is a poaching opportunity for small businesses right now like it's never been in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
It's only going to get better as the economy improves.
From a poaching standpoint, if you're a poacher, it's going to get better.
Yeah. They talk about the poach rate. If somebody's happy in their job, it takes 20% increase in their salary to get them to move.
Right.
That's called the poach rate. So I think that it's going to go down as the economy gets
I don't
gets
think
better.
The salary is going to be the deal, though.
No.
I'm
no,
telling
salary...
you, people are saying, I don't need this. Money is not whatever they're not paying me enough. I'm telling you, it's going to come back to how can I be fulfilled? And yeah. and I really believe more and more people are going to say, how can I have fun? And I'll tell you something else, Lee. The younger generations, they're more interested in work-life balance than our generation is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And a lot of them have learned that they can't get it as much as they wanted. But they still want it, and it's not going away.
Right.
But the main thing we found in the research is that most managers think pay is the number one reason, mm-hmm. and it's not. All these other reasons are more important for most people.
Right.
And most of the reasons employees leave are not due to some outside opportunity. They're leaving based on some internal dissatisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
They're four times more likely to leave because of an internal dissatisfaction than they are from an outside opportunity, and that's
right.
Something I think most managers
four
don't know.
Times more from internal than from external.
Yeah, because we asked the
that?
Question. We asked the question on the survey. What was the main reason, the main motivation for leaving? 55% said it was a dissatisfaction with something inside the company. Only 12% said it was the attraction or availability of an outside opportunity. So that's more than four times the percentage.
That's amazing.
55 versus 12.
That is amazing. That's a shocking number. That big business managers really especially ought to be taken to heart. But I don't know that they will. I think there's too much influence by Wall Street, frankly, Lee.
Yeah.
I think that's the headwater of the problem. Is Wall Street, and I've said this before, I've said it again, Wall Street is the tail wagging the marketplace dog right now in the problems that Lee's uncovered. Tintail, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.